This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Telephone listen line is up, 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. Today is a very serious class, and we're going to tell you a lot of things that are happening. And you actually might not believe them. But you might want to remove distractions and pay attention. I'm very serious about this. Let me give you an example. A few weeks ago, I said that it's entirely possible, it's technically possible for you to go to the gas station and have them pay you to take gasoline from the pump. I said that. And many of you thought I might have been kidding. Well, today's price of crude, actually it was yesterday's, is below zero. As a matter of fact, if you want Louisiana light crude, they'll pay you $34.73 a barrel to take it. If you want just sweet crude, it's they'll pay you $36.98 a barrel to take it. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Gasoline wholesale in Los Angeles is 29 cents a gallon. That's about the price that's wholesale price. That's not retail. That's what it was selling for when I was a child back in the mid-1960s. You are watching your country go down the drain in high speed. Rich Eben, welcome.
Well, thank you, Vince. Yeah, we're living in unprecedented times, uncharted waters, and all the things that we've been talking about for the last few years, folks. And that's why I try to dovetail financial, economic, social, and political rationale together, because the powers that be are purposely using divide and conquer strategies, basically trying to manufacture perception of social and political issues. Well, when you connect the dots, you really see what's happening. And here's just one of, 5,000 articles I've given over the years that proves that. Disney stops paying 100,000 workers while top executives take 3% pay cut. Just 3. So basically, these executives can live off of what everybody else in the bottom 93% makes in a lifetime. They're getting that in a year, and it's making it look like they're making sacrifices. Everything is being done to eliminate the middle class. All the examples we've given you, all the published articles in public domain we've given you, all the corruption and manipulation we've talked about. You know, one little example is a public company getting free loans, basically, with the interest rates the way they are. I'm calling it free loans, and this corruption example is the Shake Shack. This was meant, these monies were meant to keep small businesses, private small businesses, alive. Now, keep in mind, small business is almost 50% of our economy. And that's about 70, almost 70%, depending on what you read. I've seen it as high as 80% of the employees. So when you lose the balance, between technology and nature, which we've talked about on this preparation network, USAPrepares.com, thousands of times, we lose perspective. We lose information. And we don't know who to trust. You know, just like this article right here. AG Barr blocks release of 911 documents despite promises to victims' families. Now, how many times have I mentioned about the rule of law going to the highest bidder? And I've asked for all these declassifications from Uranium One, the Clinton Foundation, FISA warrants, geoengineering, and weather modification tools, the billions going to Iran, 9/11, alternative energies. I'm blue in the face talking about this stuff. We have to start asking ourselves, did Barr and Durham, or are they selling out the little people? We don't know who to believe anymore. And this is why us little people need to call out the lowering of Barr's standards based on what job. Basically, when you do that, you doubt your own value of yourself and your own group. And I've given hundreds of hours of lectures blaming central bank corruption policies, Keynesian economics, our present demographic situation, and group identity politics for the reasons why people don't even want to, because of political correctness, step out. Half of the New York City Police Department, I'm from New York City. Guys, police officers, is your pension and paycheck worth the loss of American sovereignty? For those of you who know about Anthony Weiner's computer and what's in it, and the Hillary Clinton emails and the pedophilia, you know, we need heroes. Step up. I mean, here's an article. Hollywood has 9 billion reasons not to blame China for the coronavirus pandemic. It's because China owns Hollywood. And we have a president that's, I'm surprised he's still upright with the corruption, the manipulation, the spying on him, the cover-ups, this treason and sedition with this coup. You know, kudos to President Trump for suspending all immigration to the U.S. It should have been done a long time ago. But he's surrounded by people who are bought and paid for. I mean, here we have Harvard Law student or professors calling for a total ban on homeschooling. We should be doing the opposite, because all of our government and institutions are bought and paid for. You know, we have three branches. People always talk about the three branches of government, the legislative, the executive, and the judicial branches. And believe it or not, when they do these surveys asking people on the street if they can mention the certain names or branches of the government, I think it's like 80% of the people who can't even do that. We have over 400 departments and agencies under the executive bureaucracy. We have a propaganda branch, which is called the mainstream media. We have a big tech branch that controls censorship and surveillance to make us submissive and to break our will. We have a government debt branch. 38 million people get paid directly or indirectly to work for the federal government. 75,000 people in State Department workers. $37 trillion on retired government employees. And they're not making Social Security wages. They're getting paid $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month. This is why I've given thousands of examples on how the little guy pays for everything through taxes and inflation. And it's about to get a lot worse. Federal, state, and even local government employees have turned into a gang of organized criminals who use force to benefit with assistance and protection of big corporate oligarchies, which is the dominant welfare state. They are parasites, and we are the hosts. Even if you recall, if you're a regular listener, you've heard me talk about the Montana Department of Revenue here in Montana, where they said regarding my property taxes that I lived on grid, which I don't. I'm off grid. I had a finished basement, which I don't. I had two finished bathrooms, which I don't even have one. I live in a log cabin with no traditional running water, no traditional flushing toilet. And they said I had all these great amenities when I didn't. and I was taxed for them for years with no restitution because they don't have accountability. And if you've heard me a million times say that we need the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody in American soil, if you haven't heard that, then you're in a coma. Because I try to be redundant on those facts. But it all depends on what group you're in for the protectionist or victim group status you have. Now, Trump was talking about closing Congress. I'm all for it. We need to close 95% of government needs to be closed down. There's too many traitors in our government. And, you know, Trump inherited, a lot of people on the left are blaming Trump. Trump inherited a phony fix of the economy that was done in 2008. They were kicking the can down the road back then and prior to that. And now we're giving trillions of dollars of bailouts, which I've mentioned and given examples of by the thousands on how we're in a deflationary, stagflationary environment where the little guy, through necessities, is going to have inflation on certain things. And here we are listening to a Bill Gates who has a high school diploma when the left is touting for all this extra monies to go to higher education. And what the powers that be are doing, the globalist side, is it's a small business purge. What we need to do is decentralize, not centralize. We need to fire all government workers and then rehire them at a much lower rate, pay rate, benefit rate, pension rate, and we do not need all these government employees. Vince, I sent you an email just from California yesterday. We talked privately, as we all often do. And if you or I was to mention all these departments in the state of California, government departments, would you agree it would take probably 15 minutes just to mention them? Not to mention their roles, just to mention them.
No, I wouldn't. And I'll tell you why. Rich, even I have the document in front of me. And I think you're underestimating by a factor of, by four. My software, which is LibreOffice, lets me count the words. I counted the words. So, for example, this is the list of California state agencies. One of them is California Academic Performance Index. So that's four words. This document, listing just the departments, the agencies, is 3,120 words. What I just said, California Academic Performance Index, that speed is one word per second. I timed it last night. It will take 52 minutes to read all of these state agencies, Rich Sheban. 52 minutes, not 15.
Wow, this is an insult, folks. This is an insult to not just the people of California, but the people of America. We need a purge at every level, because we have a fascist system that Donald Trump inherited where the big corporate oligarchies are getting all of the bailouts. How many times have I talked about stock bailouts, where companies not only have their hand out for stock bailouts to enrich through stock options, their executives, but also not give money to new product services or people or employees, and going into debt for it and charging taxpayers through taxation and inflation so they can enrich themselves while they have their
hand. Hold that thought.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Oh, just as a microcosm of what's wrong with this country. We should be talking today about the California Bureau of Electronic and Appliance Repair, or the California Bureau of Home Furnishings and Thermal Insulation. Right? The list goes on and on. And it's really just a... Rich Eben, this is so indicative of what is wrong with this country. It was never supposed to be regulated to this extent. There's a California Center for Analytical Chemistry and the California Center for Distributed Learning and the California Center for Teaching Careers and the California Chancellor's Office. It's unbelievable. And the California Code of Regulations. I mean, it's just a speck of what is wrong with this country. Do we really need all this? All of these government agencies and state agencies? Do we really need them in California? It's just California. Rich, when we look at crude, the futures contracts that came due today, there's over 100 million barrels of crude oil that people have to take delivery of. They have signed contracts that they will take delivery, and there's no place to put this crude oil. So they're actually paying people to please take this oil because we have no place to store it. And I just want to give you a very simple example. A barrel is typically 55 gallons, 55 U.S. gallons. You've seen these barrels. They're cylindrical. They have a lid. Sometimes they have a bung on the top. And you can take off, with a wrench, you can take this bung off and you can empty the contents. Some of them have removable lids. The whole lid is removable. It's held on with a band and a gasket. Well, we buy those barrels that have the removable lids, and we buy the ones that are sealed with a bung so we can put, you know, used oil in it and, you know, store it. Well, they cost us about $13 a piece in bulk. So if you buy a barrel that something came in, and it could be anything, it could be a liquid food product from Europe or Africa. If you buy a bunch of them all at one time, like a trailer load, you can get them for $13 a piece. And that's what we do. We buy a, you know, small trailer load. I'm not talking about tractor trailer load. They cost us $13 a piece for used barrels. Used. Well, isn't it kind of amazing that the barrel would cost $13 if you buy a lot of them? And they will, you have to actually pay for a used barrel. But if you want the oil to put in the barrel, they will pay you $36.98 per barrel of oil. That's how bad this thing is. So, Rich, you've talked about inflation, deflation, stagflation, all at the same time. Is that where we're headed?
That's where we're at, and it's going to get a lot worse. Okay, because the monies aren't going to supply and demand of free markets. The monies are not going to the little people. The powers that be, the world government proponents, want to eliminate the middle class. They want to have, they want total conformity. Let me just give you some examples here. Gavin Newsom, you were talking about California, to bail out illegal immigrants with taxpayer dollars. Despite all the government workers that they have making a ton of money for doing nothing, we're going to bail the poor people. The bottom 93% is going to spend more through taxation and inflation to bail out illegal immigrants. Here we have 28-plus million mail-in ballots that have gone missing since 2012, and that's what they're admitting to. One of their agendas is to eliminate voting. They want more voter and election fraud through mail-in ballots. Next article, WHO Advisory Committee member retweets, then deletes Michael Moore clip endorsing anti-Trump violence. See, this is everything that they are saying they're not part of, they really are. Now, Biden exposes Me Too movement as total BS. Pelosi satisfied with the answer of Joe Biden's sexual misconduct allegations. It all depends on what group you're from. If you're a Democrat, no big deal. But yet Pelosi's blaming Trump on the economy collapsing, even though she's asking for money publicly for her campaign. I am not making this stuff up. Folks, what we really need right now, Vince, give me a few minutes. I know we're going to have a break in a couple seconds here. But what we need is patriotism, intelligence, and guts. We have an unemployment rate of almost 20%, retail sales down almost 10%, 22 million lost jobs.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been 3 months since the first case of COVID-19 was diagnosed in the United States, and governors in several states are now unveiling timelines for lifting coronavirus restrictions. In an interview this morning, former FDA chief Dr. Margaret Hamburg said she is shocked that so many states are taking such action.
Some of these places are not even meeting the minimum threshold criteria that was put out in the Trump White House Coronavirus Task Force guidance. I'm worried that we don't know about the possibility for explosive spread of the virus.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Immigration to the U.S. appears to be headed for a temporary halt. Last night, President Trump tweeted that he's going to suspend immigration to the United States to block the coronavirus and to protect American jobs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Gas prices across the country on average down more than 4 cents a gallon. The national average at $1.79. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us that national average is $1.07 lower than a year ago.
The national average has declined for its eighth straight week, posting a drop of 4.4 cents to stand at approximately $1.79 per gallon. Prices now down 35 cents in a month and $1.07 lower than last year.
The coronavirus has caused a major drop in demand for gasoline. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price will drop even more.
Gas prices across the country will likely continue declining as oil prices last week saw a $5 weekly plunge, some 25%, with prices showing little signs of life.
Because of coronavirus, crime down across the country, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
A Bloomberg News analysis study says in 10 major U.S. cities, the crime rate has dropped, especially the incidence of violent crimes such as rape and murder. The study's data was gathered during a 28-day period that ended April 11th. The cities studied included Austin, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Denver, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. In San Francisco alone, the general crime rate dropped by more than 50% as compared to a month before. The study says one notable exception seems to be car theft, which has spiked in many cities.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Take my god, you're
take my
when you got
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Stevens with us, and Gwyneth sent me an email early this morning, and she said that Richard Branson of Virgin Airlines has gone into voluntary administration, which I believe is the term for voluntary bankruptcy, to hold off the creditors. And I know that he would like a bailout. So here we have a billionaire who wants, well, not your money, but money from the taxpayers to bail him out. And who doesn't want money? It looks like it seems everybody wants money. Disney wants money. It looks like the oil industry wants money. The airline industry wants money. The restaurant industry wants money. Everybody wants to be bailed out. And what's that going to do? Well, if we're all going to get bailed out, then why should we even go to work, right? Nobody needs to go to work. Just go get those checks. Actually have them electronically deposited, have the things that you want to buy sent to you. But how would that work if everybody's on the dole and nobody actually produces anything? Because why should you? Because the other guys aren't producing anything, so why should you, right? That's where we're headed. That is where we're headed, and it doesn't work. If you want to look at countries that where people don't work, they would be called third world countries, right? Or worse. No one looks up to a third world country and says, boy, wouldn't it be, I'd love to be like those guys. Nobody says that. People say, people judge countries by the quality of their designs and manufacturing. You know, people look at Germany and go, wow, they actually know how to make machinery. They look at Japan, they say they know how to make machinery too. But nobody looks at Biafra and says, I wish I could have flies hanging around on me all day. Rich Eben?
Yeah, Vince. I want to mention a few articles here and continue with my rant, if that's okay with you. First article here is Facebook will promote the WHO to combat Chinese misinformation. Next article, I want you to connect these dots here, folks. It's very obvious. Facebook coronavirus fact checker worked with the Wuhan virus lab. Shocking report shows half the homeless at Boston shelter tested positive for COVID-19 and none had the symptoms. Senator Murphy, we're in a crisis because of Trump, not China and the WHO. And China warns U.S. to restore WHO funding. Now connect those dots here, folks. And, you know, we talked about Bill Gates, who only has a high school diploma. And what these people are doing, I want you to... I have mentioned so many, I've given so many presentations on how they've tried to delegitimize work and the rule of law, mostly through group identity politics and using corrupt policies, divide and conquer policies, so the elite could take the money from the little guy, the bottom 93%, and give it to them for their addictions of power, money, and control. Now, I talked about right before the break how we need patriotism, intelligence, and guts. The unemployment rate's almost 20%. Retail sales is down 10%. 22 million jobs lost. But we cannot forget about all these distractions that basically the powers that be on the left were spying on Trump. They're doing cover-ups. They are still in the process of a coup. There's treason, sedition, and espionage evidence all over the place. Now, keep in mind also these big companies. I mentioned this the other day. I'm going to mention this again. Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, Facebook has been driving the market. These are censorship, surveillance, information warfare companies. A lot of these companies, they want to biochip you, like Microsoft. They want to have digital currency. They want to reduce your immune system. They're pro-eugenics, pro-vaccine. They have patents on diseases and crypto that goes into your body. Now, right now, we have an economy that's hibernating by planned fear. We're drowning in debt while the powers that be are adding and demanding and begging for liquidity and capital to corrupt oligarchies to keep 95% of the government, which shouldn't be in power at all. And they're using, and these are the companies who don't even have credit and don't need it in the first place. Now, we got to listen to other people. This is why the alternative media is so popular. This is why in the last 12 months, the American people are waking up exponentially. I'm sure everybody in this audience has done enough reading and research to have listened to Dr. Shiva over the last few weeks. Okay, he talks about the corruption with the CDC and Dr. Fauci. He talks about changing models of mortality and even economics. This is one of the most intelligent people I have ever listened to in my life. And for those of you who believe that we all whites or white males. Have you listened to this man? Have you listened to Dinesh D'Souza? Have you listened to Candace Owens? I've given lists and lists and lists and lists over hundreds and thousands of people that say that I am not going to be a victim because I'm female. I'm not going to be a victim because of my skin pigmentation shade. This is what the powers that be are doing. They are making victim group status and protectionist group status the norm so they can make the people submissive, so they can manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and sway public opinion and hold on to narratives and call you a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist. They're destroying America by rewarding mediocrity and eliminating supply and demand, creating law of diminishing returns, and eliminating opportunity and knowledge, ingenuity, productivity, and innovation for the little guy. We don't stand a chance. And all the profits are going, especially in the realm of medicine, to big pharma. It's destroying our freedoms. They're even classifying. I've given so many people in the alternative media have given these examples on how they're classifying people dying of other deaths and disease states and immunocompromised situations and throwing them into COVID-19 death categories. The CDC has suggested to hospital administrations to cook the books for COVID-19 deaths for financial benefits. If anybody can see, I'm sure most of this audience can see that the CDC, the NIH, the World Health Organization, Facebook, Microsoft, a lot of science who was bought and paid for in China is on the same team. What we need to do is build our immune system, and what we're doing is the opposite. We're building a police state. And this is why there's so much deficiencies in nutrition and vitamins. How many times have I mentioned, this is when I talk about off-grid living and gardening and self-sufficiency, I've mentioned a million times that nutrition comes from the soil. Now, I think I listened to you for a few minutes yesterday with Dr. Norm Shealy, Vince, and he was talking about the importance of amino acids. And I've given many examples on how proteins and enzymes literally has been modified in the laboratory. Well, amino acids, they're found in living cells that contain carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, and proteins. And we have naturally occurring amino acids, and they're the building blocks of proteins. Well, eight of these amino acids are called essential amino acids. They don't come from the sky. They come from what we consume. They come from our body. They come from having a good homeostasis and healthy body, not by red dye, not by meat grown in labs, not by steroids, hormones, and antibiotics, and GMOs, and pesticides, and cloning livestock, and modifying all this stuff. And he referred to basically how electromagnetic radiation affects our amino acids. Well, we've talked about this till we're blue in the face. All this electromagnetic radiation, whether it be from cell phones or 5G or Wi-Fi in your home or smart meters attached to your home and so much more, it's affecting our immune systems. It's changing our DNA. It's making us be more compromised. And we need to go back to dovetailing 19th century skills and lifestyle with 21st century technology. We've lost the balance between nature and technology, and we need to get it back. And that's why corruption and manipulation is coming into the picture. That's why the monies and opportunities from the bottom 93% is only going to the elite. I mean, there's so much. Let me give it some articles here. Scarborough, concerned with Trump's mental health when he speaks like an authoritarian. Well, I just mentioned about some of these big companies who have combined with big government to basically eliminate our freedoms, liberties, and Constitution. The Constitution is the rule of law. I've given, I can't even count how many examples I've given on how the media wants to control and eliminate citizen journalists, how the left is the Nazis. They're the authoritarians, the communists, the socialists, the dictators, the totalitarian fascists. They don't want due process. They want to control the police. They want to control the schools. They are anti-homeschool. They want to eliminate private property. name of justice. They're the people who want voter and election fraud. We're not acting like citizens who expect the government to work for us. It's the other way around. And we need to stand up for this or else we won't have a country. It's all fake news coming from the left. Like that Nazi swastika flag that was supposedly at a Michigan protest, that was the flag from a Bernie Sanders rally in Idaho. I mean, we're going to – husband and wife in Chicago. Husband and wife Chicago lawyers that worked for Barack Obama found dead under suspicious circumstances. Do you think? Left-wing Tampa Bay Times gets taxpayer bailout. Hey, for you in Tampa Bay and Florida, you're bailing out the Tampa Bay Times who are promoting fake news and propaganda and hoaxes and false flags. Harvard gets $9 million tax bailout despite $40 billion endowment, like grants. Folks, do you see what we're paying for here? Hunter Biden, he was supposed to resign on the board member. He never did. It all depends on what group you come from. Virginia voter ID law no longer exists. If we don't have voter ID laws, that's anti-constitution. The whole thing is going to be rigged. Illegal alien charged with 96 child sex crimes. 96. That's a 9 before a 6. Thank God President Trump closed the borders. MSNBC host, Biden should form a shadow government and shadow SWAT team. This is desperation for not unrule of law. They want to start a revolution. We'll be back after the break, folks.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Sheepman's with us, and he's blue in the face. I know you can't see him, but I can. I can see he's blue in the face. And, class, how bad is it? Well, in Texas, Indiana, New Hampshire, Nevada, Maryland, Utah, Wisconsin, Washington, and Colorado, there have been protests that have erupted over the weekend. And the protesters were heavily armed. They had AR-15 rifles, AK-47 rifles, riot shotguns, flak jackets. They had magazines. They had magazines taped together. So you tape one upside down and one right side up. And so when a magazine is empty, you remove it, turn it over, put it back in, you get another 20 or 30 rounds, depending on the magazine. So there were protesters that had 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 magazines in their vests. They had the magazines in their rifles. They're ready to go. These were heavily armed protesters. These are just regular guys and gals. They're showing the governors of the states that they will not surrender their freedom. Now, I'm not saying I totally agree or disagree with them. I think it's wonderful that they're protesting, but they are out heavily armed now. So we used to have protesters, and we'd ask the government, you know, we'd hold signs and say, please, would you reconsider, okay? Not these guys. These guys are demanding. These guys are demanding with the muzzle of guns. That's what they're doing. There's even an image of a M35 military vehicle. That's a 2.5-ton 6x6. That's the kind of thing that could drive over a small car. Certainly drive over people. These are machines of war. And you can buy them. You can buy them used right now, and because the government doesn't want them because they're, you know, they're obsolete. But people have them. And what you're seeing is the anger of the people. It's not just being locked down by the coronavirus. It's not just that, in my opinion. It is the total oppression by the government, the surveillance by the government. It is the 5G towers. It is the GPS. It is the Zuckerbergs. It is all of that. It's everything. It's the government in bed with Google, Facebook, and Twitter, and Verizon, and T-Mobile, and U.S. Cellular, and all of that. reading your emails, storing your emails, the total oppression, and then the threat of we're going to have a virus for you, and we're probably going to make you take it. And the destruction of our food and our Congress critters removing the labels of what's in food and what the ingredients are and having it hard to find out what the country of manufacture is. Meaning, did it come from China? Where did this crap come from? And then the selling out of the American people with forced obsolescence and this Chinese junk and companies like Whirlpool having a tough time competing making refrigerators with Asia. And then the generally dumb public saying, honey, I like this one because it's stainless steel. Let's get this cheesy Chinese Asian refrigerator, freezer, dishwasher, washer, dryer, whatever it is, because it looks great. It's got this veneer thinner than a coat of paint, stainless steel veneer, and it looks wonderful. Honey, let's get that one. That's what's happening. These morons have sold us out. The morons in government and the GDP. Together, we have raced to the lowest common denominator. People are dumb. And so, I like the idea of protesting. I think it's wonderful. But this time it's a little different. This time, the government is actually terrified. Because these guys, if you look at the pictures of them on the internet, the images of them, you will see that they have their AK-47s or AR-15s. They've got magazines in the rifles, semi-automatic rifles, and they have their trigger finger pointing straight forward. So it's like just, a half an inch off the trigger. They've got their finger in the safe position, which is less than a fraction of a second between where it is in a safe position to squeezing the trigger. That's where these guys are. They've had it. They have absolutely had it. And are they outnumbering the cops? Yeah, they are. Now, can the government win? Yeah, just a nuclear device dropped on top of them. Yeah, that would fix it. And then the rest of us would come out. When I say us, I mean everybody. Everybody would come out. And anybody in a costume? I wouldn't want to be in a costume, I'll tell you that. So, it looks terrible. We're going down. The country's going down. Gasoline prices are so low that they're paying people to please take this crude off our hands. And a couple, 3 months ago, diesel was about $3 a gallon. Today, wholesale price, I think it's 73 cents a gallon. Because the trucks aren't running as they used to. The ships aren't moving as they used to. Airlines aren't flying as they used to. The supply chain is broken. I hope you done got what you needed to get. Because now it's getting tough. For Chief and I'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And President Trump tweeted that... let's see if I can find the tweet. I can't find... Oh, yeah. We will never let the great U.S. oil and gas industry down.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.